Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Have you missed Alec Murdaugh? Have you missed hearing his voice and his lies and all that? Well, you're in luck. He's back in the news. As you may have remembered, he stole that $4 million insurance payout owed to Gloria Statterfield's sons. Statterfield was his housekeeper for many years, helped raise his kids, and then fatally fell down their stairs. They blamed it on the dog, saying it they caused her fall. And that's how it was settled. The insurance company paid out, but they paid out to him, and he never gave the money to the sons, which he was supposed to do. But now, from jail, he is saying he made the whole story up. Statterfield's lawyers say Murdaugh is venting the new story so that he can avoid paying the Nautilus Insurance Company, which is suing him over theft. What we have here is the audio of the insurance interview that was conducted several years ago with Alec Murdaugh and the insurance agent, with Alec going into great detail about the dogs tripping her down the steps. Now that we know just how much Alec lies and what reality may or may not be, it's still in question. Here's that audio of that interview. It's about 13 minutes. Take a listen.
My name is Bryant McGowan. I'm in Moselle, South Carolina. Today is Thursday, March 29th. Time's approximately 11:15 a.m. I'm meeting with Alexander Murdaugh. Mr. Murdaugh, you understand I'm recording this statement?
Yes, sir.
And I'm doing so with your permission?
Yes, sir.
Can I have your full name, please?
Richard Alexander Murdaugh.
And do you go by Alexander?
I go by Alec.
Okay. And that's short for Alexander, obviously.
Yes, sir.
All right. And you understand, I already asked you that. What's your home address?
It is 515 Holly Street, Extension, Hampton, South Carolina, 29924.
Is that your primary residence address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long have you lived there?
Since January of 2000, so 18 years. Well, 17 years and some.
Alec, you and I have been meeting to talk about an occurrence that happened here at the property involving a Gloria Satterfield back on February 2nd of this year, which was a Friday. And you recall the incident I'm referring to?
Yes, sir.
All right. I wanted to ask you some questions about it. Why don't you just go ahead and start off by filling me in as to how your day unfolded that day?
I went to work that morning, and I received a phone call from my wife that Gloria was injured, seriously injured, and asking me if I could come home. I immediately left and headed to Moselle. It's about a 12 or 13 minute ride under normal circumstances, and I appreciated the fact that this was a serious injury, so I would estimate that I made it in probably 10 minutes or so. And upon arriving, found Gloria, my wife, my son Paul, and my employee Ronnie Freeman on the, we call it a patio, for lack of a better term, landing area at the bottom of the steps. Gloria was there, sitting up, big pool of blood, a lot of blood on the side of her face, And shortly after I arrived here, EMS arrived and tended to her.
Did you know Gloria was coming to your house that day?
I didn't.
Okay.
But
was that uncommon? Was that uncommon for Gloria to be here at your house?
Uncommon for her to be here?
Yeah. Was it, I mean, did you said you when you left for work that morning, you didn't know that Gloria was going to be coming to work? I mean, coming for any purpose to the house?
But, I didn't know that day.
Right.
My wife knew she was coming.
Okay. Did you? And when you talked with your wife, you understood that she was coming for what reason?
Gloria was coming to be paid. My mom inadvertently left town without paying Gloria for work and had asked Maggie to pay her on her behalf. And so Gloria was coming here to get paid.
Okay. And were you able to speak with Gloria before she was taken away in the ambulance?
I was.
Okay. Did you ask her what happened?
Sure, I asked her what happened. I mean, the first thing I was making sure that Gloria, I was trying to assess her mental capability at the time. Did she know where she was? Did she know what was going on? That type of thing. And, you know, asking her if she knew me. Did she know Maggie? Did she know Paul? Did she know Ronnie? Did she know where she was? So
how was she responding to
this? She knew those things. She knew where she was. She knew who I was. I mean, she obviously was not functioning at full capacity, but she knew those things.
Okay. And then the ambulance removed her, and did you follow the ambulance after that?
I did.
Okay.
I followed the ambulance to Colleton Hospital, and they were a little bit ahead of me. They lost me going through town. I was able to keep up with them in the rural parts. But in town, they kept plugging away, and I slowed up, you know, for the speed limits and traffic. And I'd say they got a few minutes ahead of me. So when I arrived at the hospital, they were actually loading Gloria onto the helicopter.
Okay. Now, here at your home, I know you and I covered a lot of information regarding the dogs you've got.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you just go down the I think you said you have four dogs.
Four dogs. We have Bubba, who's a yellow lab, and he's the oldest. Estimate that he's probably 6 years old. We have Bourbon, who is a chocolate lab, who I estimate is probably a year and a half old, maybe younger than that. It's a year and a half at the oldest. We have Blue, who I estimate is a year old, Blue is a Labrador poodle mix, so a Labradoodle. And then we have Sassy, who is a German short hair, who is no more than six months old.
Okay. And in particular, I think you had expressed that Bourbon, the female chocolate lab, I believe she was purchased from Lazy Lab Kennels, and we're gonna button up all that data, but right. She had been away at a obedience school, is that correct?
That is correct.
And how long had she been back when this incident occurred?
I believe that when this thing was going on, we knew, I think it had been a day. I think she had been back a little more than a day.
Okay. And when you were talking with Gloria before she was taken away, did she describe the chain of events in any way to you? Obviously, she was out of it.
She indicated that the dogs had caused her to fall.
Okay. And she was at the base of the front steps.
She was.
When you arrived.
My understanding was she was sitting on the base of the steps when I arrived. Now, my understanding from my wife, when she found her, she was unconscious, and her head was on the landing area, and her feet were up the steps.
So she was like she was upside down.
Well, I think she was laying on her back or on her side, but her feet were up on like the second step.
Yeah.
And her head was on the ground. So she was literally on the steps with her head down on the brick landing area.
Okay. And did Gloria live here at the property?
No, she did not.
Okay. Do you know what her, where, how far away her home is?
I don't know her exact address, but I know that Gloria lived in Furman, South Carolina.
Okay.
So that's about 25 minutes.
Okay.
It's in Hampton County.
And how long would you estimate that Gloria had been doing work for you and or your family?
She's been working for our family for, close to 20 years, I would estimate. I know she babysat my children when my youngest was an infant, so
okay.
He's 19.
All right.
So.
And she was paid along. She was not a full-time employee.
She was an hourly, she would be paid by the hour when she would work.
Okay. All right, and I know we had gone over that the obedience school is run by Brett Lawson.
That's
and
correct.
you're gonna tie down the rest of that information for me.
I'm gonna get Brett Lawson's. I'm gonna get what paperwork he has. I'm gonna get vet records, and I'm gonna get the genealogical papers on Bourbon.
Okay, and when was the last time you would estimate that Gloria had worked for either you or your wife, Maggie, here at the house prior to this event?
I mean, Gloria did something. I mean, she was routinely doing things for us. So whether it was running errands, whether it was doing something at the Hampton house, or doing something out here, it would have been recent past.
It would have been within 14 days.
Certainly within 14 days.
Okay.
Probably less than that.
All right. And she was familiar with Bubba, Blue, and Sassy. Did she ever have any problems with either any of those dogs?
No.
Okay.
She was familiar with them. And, she would have been familiar with Bourbon before she went off to... I don't know if we ever had her. I'm trying to think. I don't know that we ever had Bourbon at home before, but she was certainly familiar with Bourbon, with Bubba, Blue, and
Sassy. Okay. During the course when she would be working for you, would she feed the dogs?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, there have been occasions where she did.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm trying to think of anything. Did you ever have any other incidences involving any problems with the dogs being aggressive or any similar, I guess any kind of incident with complaint about the dogs?
We've never had any issue with any of the dogs being vicious or aggressive in the sense of violence or biting or attacking or any of that. And the problem is, and why we sent Bourbon to obedience school is, as I told you earlier, she's so hyper, she would stir, all the dogs get stirred up and they compete for to be petted and to get attention. And so, you know, what I'm assuming happened is when Gloria pulled up, the dogs are, you know, rushing her.
For
affection. And you know.
Not aggression, but affection.
And you know, Bourbon had only been back for a day or so. So, you know, the way they all do when Bourbon's here is different than they do when it's just them.
Okay. So the people that were on site when the ambulance came were you, your wife Maggie, your son
Paul,
and an employee of yours, Ronnie Freeman.
That's correct.
And was anybody with
Gloria
when she drove up? I assume she drove her own car here.
That's correct.
And was there anybody in the car with her?
No, sir.
Okay. So there was no witness to the chain of events?
To the fall itself?
Right.
No, sir. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And do you have any surveillance cameras around the exterior of the home?
No, sir.
Okay. Alec, I've tried to go over everything I can think of. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
All right, with nothing else to add, I'll be concluding the interview at this time. And again, I'd like to ask if you understood I recorded it.
Yes, sir.
I did so with your permission.
Yes, sir.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
There you go. The words of Alec Murdaugh continuing to haunt him. If you like the podcast, be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases we're following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.